Electric Kiln Maintenance Guide, Before, During, and After Firing, by Kevin. A well-maintained kiln fires more evenly, lasts years longer, and keeps your studio safer. Small issues left unchecked, a dirty thermocouple, glaze on an element, a cracked brick, often turn into expensive problems. Here is a complete maintenance guide for electric kilns, organized by how often each task needs doing. After every firing, check for debris, look for broken pieces of clay, shelf fragments, or glaze drips on elements or bricks. Remove immediately. Debris fused to an element will cause it to fail at that point. Inspect kiln shelves. Scrape off any glaze drips with a putty knife and reapply kiln, wash to bare spots. Check the thermocouple. Look for glaze buildup, blistering, or corrosion on the thermocouple probe and clean gently if needed. Vacuum the interior. Use a soft brush attachment to remove kiln wash dust, clay particles, and debris from the floor and element grooves. Every month, check elements and grooves. Make sure elements are seated properly in their channels and free from glaze, clay, or metal fragments. Push any loose element pins back into place. Inspect brickwork. Look for cracks, chips, or crumbling sections. Small hairline cracks are normal, but large cracks or missing chunks need repair with kiln cement. Check hardware. Tighten any loose screws, hinges, or lid hardware. Heat cycling gradually loosens fasteners over time. Verify thermocouple accuracy. Fire a witness cone pack and compare results to your controller reading. If they diverge significantly, your thermocouple may be drifting and need adjustment or replacement. Once a year, disconnect power completely before any electrical inspection. Inspect all wiring. Look for corrosion, brittle insulation, or loose connections in the control box. Test element resistance with a multimeter and record readings to compare year to year. Resistance increases as elements age. A significant change signals elements are nearing end of life. Check thermocouple for wear or drift. Replace if readings seem consistently inaccurate. Deep clean brickwork. Vacuum all interior surfaces thoroughly and repair any damage with kiln cement. Professional service. If you notice anything unusual electrically, call a kiln repair technician, not a general electrician. Kiln wiring is specialized. Kiln elements, when to replace. Kiln elements are the coiled wire heating elements that run around the interior walls of your kiln. They gradually degrade with each firing, oxidizing, becoming more brittle, and increasing in electrical resistance. Signs that elements need replacement include kiln taking significantly longer to reach temperature than it used to, kiln not reaching full temperature at all, visible sagging, breaks, or corrosion on element coils, uneven firing, some areas much hotter or cooler than others, multimeter showing significantly higher resistance than baseline readings. Most kiln elements last 100 to 200 firings depending on how high you fire and how the kiln is used. High fire work, cone 10, is much harder on elements than mid-fire, cone 6. Always replace all elements at the same time. Mixing old and new elements causes uneven firing. The thermocouple, your kiln's temperature sensor. The thermocouple is a sensor that measures the temperature inside your kiln and sends that reading to your digital controller. Thermocouples degrade over time. They oxidize and begin to read lower than the actual temperature, meaning your controller thinks the kiln is cooler than it really is. Always verify your thermocouple with witness cones, especially if you notice your glazes are consistently over or under-fired even when the controller shows the correct temperature. Thermocouples are inexpensive and easy to replace. Keep a spare in the studio. Kiln wash. Maintenance. Kiln wash on shelves needs regular attention. After each firing, inspect shelves and scrape off any glaze drips immediately while they are still loosely attached. Once glaze drips are fired onto a bare shelf multiple times, they can fuse deeply and damage the shelf. Reapply kiln wash to any bare spots before the next firing. When kiln wash builds up to a thick, uneven layer, Grind it back with a shelf grinder or coarse sandpaper before reapplying a fresh thin coat. Thick, lumpy kiln wash can flake off and fall onto work below. Kiln safety. Never open a hot kiln. Wait until it cools to room temperature to prevent thermal shock to both your work and the brickwork. Ventilate your firing area. Kilns release fumes during firing, especially in the early stages when organics burn out of the clay. A kiln vent or good room ventilation is essential. Keep the area around the kiln clear, no flammable materials within several feet of the kiln during firing. Level surface. Kilns should sit on a level, stable surface on a proper kiln stand, not directly on the floor. Never leave a firing kiln unattended for extended periods, especially if your kiln is older or you have any reason to suspect element or controller issues. For how to load your kiln before firing, see How to Load a Kiln. For firing schedules and cone temperatures, see Kiln Firing Guide and Understanding Cone Numbers.